Good morning. I'm Ted O'Toole, guiding teacher of Minnesota Zen Meditation Center. And the title of my Dharma talk this morning is Inside Outside. And it's your lucky day because it's going to be mercifully short. And what this actually is a re-recording of a talk I gave on Sunday, August 8th, on the occasion of reopening our center after about 16 months of closure due to COVID and construction. So we had a few technical problems that morning, which is not too surprising given the complexity of all we're trying to do here with reopening and setting up our new systems. So I'm re-recording it. So it'll be a little different, but quite a lot the same. And a nice thing about this is I can give the talk unmasked. We were all wearing masks on that Sunday. So great to be here with you. I need to explain what I did to begin that talk. And what I did was I entered the room and went to the altar, which is right behind me, and took a bowl of water and a yew branch from the yard. And I stood up and sprinkled some water on this side of the altar and this side of the altar. And that's something that Zen priests often do when you're opening a new space. It's a sort of a blessing, maybe sort of a gathering of our intention and recognition of what's going on here. So, and then I walked over there and I sprinkled some water in corners of the room, and I went outside and sprinkled water there, came inside, hit a couple of other places, and then I sprinkled water on a whole lot of people, rather playfully, which was kind of fun. And so here's a little for you. Here's a little more. Hope you don't get too wet. That's okay. And I did that because I wanted the first teaching in this space, this brand new Zendo, to be a wordless teaching, because words are extra. The wordless teaching is best. Words are extra. So now that I've sprinkled you, we could really say that's the end of the Dharma talk. That's all we need. But yeah, we'll do some words. We need to do some words because that's what we do, because you have to say something. But if we're going to use words, let's at least begin with a question, not a statement. Let's see if we can live the questions, not live the answers that we're trying to come up with. So the question is, what is Zen? Zen is that moment when you're going, what is Zen? And it's the immediate thing. It's the little bit of dappled sunlight I can see on the floor of the new Zendo, which is really new to me because I haven't been in this space that much. And looking around, it's the camera up there, which is a surprise, and it's the bell, and it's Bede Makoska, which I can just glimpse through the birch trees here. And it's just whatever's going on. It's kind of this feeling in my belly, which is like a little worry. Oh, I'm supposed to be spontaneous now. What if I get it wrong? It's not the thought. It's the thing that precedes the thought. It's the thing before you give a name to it. So that is Zen. And Zen is awakeness. Zen is attention. Awaken. Awaken here. Awaken now. There is no other place. There is no other time. This is it. And Zen is not what you expect. Whatever you expect, Zen questions it. It turns it around. It's inside out, it's vice versa, it's backwards, it's the surprise that comes when you're not looking, it's your dashed expectation, it's there in the places that you think are between other places and aren't really places at all. Those are the most special places of all. It's backwards. Take the backward step. Zen is not knowing. Zen is asking the question, what is Zen? Can we just sit here for a moment on the edge of not knowing? What is it? We don't know. We don't know. I have no idea. What is Zen? This, I guess. Yeah. And so Zen is nothing about practicalities. Actually, no. What I just said is not true. I just made a sweeping statement, and that can't be true. No principle can be true, not for long, not in every case, not for more than a fleeting moment. Zen is everything about practicalities. Zen is each and every form, each thing, which exists with great vividness and does not exist at all. Each thing is empty of independent existence and yet full of interdependent existence. It is connected to thusness. We are connected to thusness. We are connected to all that is. Awaken, see this, go inside. Go inside and see what's in there. Sit and sit and sit some more and go inside and see what's there and spend time with it honestly. Don't look for things, don't judge it. It'll surprise you. You'll see what's actually there. And you will find that authenticity. And maybe that calm, maybe that quiet, maybe not. Certainly not all the time. Go inside, and then you'll be ready to engage in this world of form, this world of practicalities, this world of suffering and healing, this world so in need of the Bodhisattva spirit. Healing yourself is healing the world. We go inside to go outside. So get busy, awaken, awaken. We get busy and we see it all and we give it our all in this world of practicalities. And yet we see in the grand scheme, in the midst of hundreds of thousands of kalpas, in the midst of hundreds of thousands of universes, that our efforts are tiny bits of dust, almost nothing at all. But we still give it our all. We hold that great interconnectedness, that great spaciousness in our minds as we give our all, give everything we have in this world of practicalities. It's all here. It's all here as we are very focused. Everything right here together, form and emptiness. It's not two different things. It's here together. That spaciousness, that great spaciousness comes in and it opens us. It opens our hearts. It opens us to compassion. And then after that great spaciousness has come in and has opened us in this way, then we can go inward, we can go outward, and we engage in healing. Healing the world is healing yourself. We go outside to go inside. And the burden of independent self melts away, and the vivid world of interdependent self is more apparent. It's always here. We just see it a little more clearly. Going out, coming in, inside, outside. It's just the same. It's just the same. And here we are together. Together this way, to awaken together in this, our new Zendo, our new renovated Zen center, our new inside outside Zendo. We began this process of visioning what we wanted in a Zen center a few years ago. I don't know, maybe it was 5 or 6 years ago. We were visioning about what a Zen center should be. And certain ideas kept coming up. And someone came up for a name with a name for them. And we called it Inside Outside. Inside Outside. That's what we want in a Zen center. Because yes, Zen center is a refuge. And we do provide a sanctuary, a safe place, a respite from the world, a quiet place. And yet, Zen is active. Zen is compassion. And we go into the world and we see the suffering and we work to alleviate the suffering. That's why we sit with shoulders back. We don't hunch over. We sit with shoulders back because we're ready for the world. What do you have for us? We'll be there. So the first decision we made, and it took a long time, was to stay on the site. We could have sold our building and moved. We could have torn down this building and built a new one here. And ultimately, we chose the option of staying here and adding on to our existing building, which was almost certainly the least practical of the three options. But we had to do it. We had to do it. We had a priest meeting, and at the beginning, we have a lot of priests here. There were probably a dozen priests at this meeting. And in the beginning, we were kind of evenly divided. Some thought we should sell and move. Some thought we should stay. But by the end of the meeting, we were united. We were unanimous. We were all together. We have got to stay. Because it seemed like there was something about being here on the shore of Bede Makaska, being here with our large backyard and our connection to nature. You know, we see foxes here, bald eagles, loons, owls, chipmunks, squirrels, cardinals. Something about being in this place brings the Dharma in. It connects us with the Tao, with nature. And it connects us also with our history and responsibility here on Bede Makaska, because we know we're here on pilfered land that was taken unfairly from Native Americans. And we know we have to keep that in mind. We have to deeply think through what that means. We let the lake in into the Zendo. The lake is here. And we have big windows. The original plans called for smaller windows by the lake, because traditionally a Zendo is it's really that sanctuary, and you look inward. You don't have a good view from a Zendo. But the community was really clear. We wanted a larger window so we can see the lake. And we'll have blinds. There may be times when that's not appropriate. But we want the lake to come in. We want it to be here with us when we sit. Maybe Zen is changing a little bit. And we have many more inside-outside features. We can open the windows so we can hear the city sounds. Perhaps you can hear them on the recording, cars going by, little bits of music, little bits of conversations, birds, chipmunks. We let them in. We give all of those people, all those creatures we're hearing, maybe we give them a little refuge too, because we let them in. We're not walling ourselves off from them. And our outside is an outside room. We have a Kinyin path, a walking meditation path. That's part of our Zendo. Our backyard is soon to be protected by a gate a large ceremonial gate. And so it's protected, and yet it's open to the world. Come on in. Come on in and join us. Come on in and enjoy our backyard in quiet. And it's easier to get in. We used to have the world's most awkward front door, where you had to stand on the steps while opening the door. It was ridiculous. And now we have a nice, big, wide, flat deck there, so you can stand on the deck while opening the door. And in back, we have a nice, smooth sidewalk, which is handicap accessible, and handicap accessible bathrooms in the building. So it's much easier for people to get in here, people with physical challenges. And I would like to say that I am sorry. I am truly sorry that it took us so very long to do that. We have our main altar behind me, which is the same altar that we had in our other Zendo, and we brought it into the new Zendo, and it's got this kind of rough edge here. I don't know if you can see it very well, but it has the curve of the tree, and it has little worm tracks in it, and it reminds us of the beauty of the tree and the naturalness of the tree. And we had to take down a tree, a Norway maple, which stood right about probably about 15 feet to my left. We had to take that down to build the Zendo. But we brought it inside. We have a wonderful member of our community named Killian, who studied woodworking at Tassajara and other places. And he brought the tree in, and he made an arch going over the entry to the Zendo. So the tree is inside. And also, excuse me, the threshold at the other entrance is made from that same tree as well. And talk about bringing the outside in. We sometimes think of people who live far away as being kind of outside of the room, but through Zoom, you all have been brought in, really eliminating that distinction between outside and inside. And I am so very happy that you're here. Folks who live far away and can't be here for that reason, folks who can't come now because of COVID or for any other reason, I'm so glad you can join us on Zoom. And I have to ask your patience, because setting up the new systems, hybrid programming, et cetera, right now is a real challenge. And if it's a little rough, please stick with us, because we are going to refine these systems. And I know you'll stick with us, because you stuck with us through 16 months of closure, many of you. But we love having you as part of our Sangha. Our Sangha it's different now, it's transformed. It's a national Sangha. It's a more inclusive Sangha. So inside, outside, come on in. We're going to melt that distinction. Come in and join us in our quiet refuge. Join us in going out into the world. And what is Zen? Well, it's also Mimitsu no Kafu, a sort of family feeling, that's a Japanese term, like tightly woven fabric. That's what we have here, tightly woven fabric, this community, this beautiful community. So I'd like to thank some people on the occasion of reopening. I'd like to thank our volunteers over the past 3 weeks or so, dozens of people. We've had maybe 20, 22, 24 different work periods, 2 to 3 hours each. Folks laboring in the dust, it was really a mess. And people kept coming back, and many of them just put in hours and hours and hours. And it was a joy. And I would like to thank all of our teachers, going back to the Buddha, going back to Dogen. And I would like to thank Katagiri, our founder. Katagiri was imperfect, but I love him. And I think he's here. And I think he's happy. I would like to thank Shotaku Okamura for leading this community during a difficult time. And Karen Suna, my Dharma grandmother, for the same. And my teacher, Zentetsu Tim Burkett, who not only led this community as guiding teacher for 20 years and made it thrive, but it was his vision that allowed this to happen, this renovation, because it was maybe 10 years ago. 10 years ago, it takes a long time to get everyone kind of going in the same direction and get something done in a complex community like this. But about 10 years ago, he looked around and he said, okay, we're here now. We are at the point of stability, financial and otherwise, that is going to allow us to move forward and do something about this building, which is something people have been talking about for decades, so that we can share this practice with more people. And he initiated that. And I would like to thank our donors. My goodness, our donors. We raised $570,000 so far. So gifts of all sizes from many people, some very, very large donations, which were really essential and really made it possible. Gratitude, great gratitude to everyone. And I would like to thank our priests and our lay teachers and our board members who have really stepped up and done the work here, all Zen Center members, everyone who's been here over the past 49 years, which is how long this group has been in existence. And on a personal note, I would like to thank my wife, Kathy, because if it were not for her, I would not be able to do the things I do for Zen Center. So to all of you, my deepest wow. So on that Sunday, I talked a bit about that day and what was going to happen. And I said, we're going to have an open house and please wander around. And there will be folks to talk to kind of explain what's going on. And I said, you'll notice that many, many things are unfinished here. And the reason for that is we wanted to get back practicing together just as soon as we could. And so if we could have waited another month or two and gotten things really together and then invited everyone into sort of this perfect thing, but we hurried it up a little bit and invited folks into chaos. Sorry. But I think it was the best thing. This will be fun because we'll see improvements every week when we come back. And so I talked about some of the things that aren't here yet. I don't need to go into detail about that. I'll just say that it was a very a joyful Sunday. We had about 70 people here in the Zendo, had quite a few more people on Zoom, and people looked around, and we had tea in the backyard afterwards, and there was a lot of joy. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. The culmination of an incredible amount of work and the beginning of stuff, and also just a regular day. If you weren't there, I so wish you could have been there, but I hope that you can come see us when conditions allow it. If you live far away, perhaps sometime you could come here for a retreat or just a visit, just to see us. That would be so great. to see you. And maybe, I'm not promising this because there's so much going on right now, maybe I can take my cell phone and kind of film a little travelogue of the updates to the building for people to see. We'll see how that goes. So that is my talk this morning. I don't have a clock, so I don't know if it turned out to be actually mercifully short or not. But I hope you have a really great day, and stay in touch, okay? And keep coming to our stuff. We would love to see you more. And you know, some continuity with us, some regular participation, it can be really good for practice, because what we're doing here is pretty subtle. You need a reminder, you know, you need to hear talks, you need to get together with people, you need to, it's this wordless thing going on. It's this wordless thing that you kind of get in your body that you can't really get from a book. So keep coming back, okay? Keep coming back. We will support each other as Sangha, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, the three jewels. Thank you.